USA Radio News with John Hunt.
On the fifth anniversary of Michael Brown's death in Ferguson, his father urged St. Louis County's top prosecutor to reopen the investigation into the white police officer who fatally shot the unarmed 18-year-old black man.
5 years today, I lost my firstborn, my only son. It was a day I thought I would never see, a day that has changed my life forever. Although I have been forced to learn how to cope with his absence, I would never guess the fact that my son would no longer be heard and justice has not been served.
Prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell, the county's first black prosecutor, took office in January. Bell would not say whether his office would reopen the case, but said it's doing everything it can to understand the underlying issues that contributed to the tragic death. That shooting led to weeks of protests that included looting and violent confrontations between demonstrators and police. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6300. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
One of the president's biggest pen pals has sent him something once again. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
President Trump telling reporters outside the White House Friday morning that he'd received another letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un this week.
Really wrote a beautiful three-page, right from top to bottom, a really beautiful letter.
The president also played down concerns about North Korea's recent short-range missile testing, arguing that there's been no nuclear activity since he started talking with Kim.
The stock market had another decline as investors worry that a resolution in the U.S.-China trade dispute is a long way off. The S&P 500 index fell 19.44 to 29.18. The Dow Jones Industrial dropped 90.75 to 26.287. And the NASDAQ fell 80 points to 79.59. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Prosecutors filed a terrorist threat charge against a 20-year-old man who said he walked into a Missouri store wearing body armor and carrying a loaded rifle and a handgun to test whether Walmart would honor his constitutional right to bear arms. The incident, just days after 22 people were killed during an attack at another Walmart in El Paso, caused a panic at the Springfield, Missouri store. Dmitry Andrichenko walked through, filming himself with his cell phone on Thursday afternoon. No shots were fired, and Andrichenko was arrested after he was stopped by an armed off-duty firefighter at the store. Greene County Prosecuting Attorney Dan Patterson said in a statement, "Missouri protects the right of people to open carry a firearm, but that does not allow an individual to act in a reckless and criminal manner, endangering other citizens. If convicted of the felony charge of making a terrorist threat in the second degree, it's punishable by 4 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000. After issuing an emergency call for blood and platelet donors in early July, the American Red Cross is now facing an even bigger emergency blood shortage. All eligible donors are urged to give as soon as possible. And now Amazon has gotten involved. With the help of a generous $1 million donation, the Red Cross will thank those who help alleviate the blood shortage if you donate before August 29th with a $5 Amazon gift card. So if you'd like to find out where you can donate blood in your community, go online to www.redcrossblood.org. Thanks for taking the time to listen. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.